Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. I think, first of all, the Obama strategy was maximum pain for political gain. And I think he's been caught in it. I think it's hurt his popularity dramatically. It's going to get worse. The most amazing is closing the White House tours. I mean, here you have a president who spends over $900,000 of your money going on a golf vacation. You have a president who keeps all sorts of people on staff at high prices at the White House. And they're telling the American people, the one thing we're going to cut is your tour.
That's it. Newt Gingrich-ism. He weighs in on President Obama's handling of the sequester, which is the number one item this week on our Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review here today and over the weekend for the week ending Friday, March the 8th. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome in to this celebration of the News Talk world. Here's the rundown of the top 10 hits in talk radio. The folks at talkers.com, which you can go to anytime to check out what's going on in this world of conversation radio. This is the one that monitors the talk radio industry, the talk radio programs, hosts, stations across the country, and that's how we come up with our list.
Number 10.
The process of picking the new pope is number 10.
Number 9.
Gun control debate still stays in the top 10.
Number 8.
The TSA announcement of formerly prohibited items now allowed on airplanes, number 8.
Number 7.
Jeb Bush is number 7.
Number 6.
The record Dow numbers, number 6.
Number 5.
The anti-drone filibuster is 5.
Number 4.
The death of Hugo Chavez is 4.
Number 3.
Iran's nuclear program is 3.
Number 2.
North Korea's nuclear program is 2.
Number 1.
And the sequester is number 1. 888-302-3684. We're going to try to get as many of these in with some sound from conversation. But because the number 1 and number 2 items are as important as they are, we spend a little more time on them, so you have a little bit more of a chance to jump on board here. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com or dial us up at 888-302-3684. From Countdown affiliate KSYL in Alexandria, Louisiana, host Bob Madison and Dave Gratian talked to Senator David Bitter of Louisiana about how painful these cuts are for be or now or will be for most of us.
The battle's still going on over the budget and over the sequestration in Washington. What are your thoughts on all of that?
Well, I think the public is understanding over time that it's not the end of the world.
Yeah.
That they deal with a 2 or 3% cut all the time in their family budgets and their small business budget. In fact, sometimes that's on a good month. And so this is not the end of the world. Now, I do think we should make some changes to be able to handle it with less pain and disruption, even that it's going to cause. But we need to make the cuts overall. And so let's get on with it. Let's make these savings and lower deficit and debt.
Bob?
Yeah, Senator, my tax man who told me that it's closer to 1% and that half of it is going to be spread out over the next few years. What's the deal?
Well, overall, it's over 10 years, so it is over 10 years. Probably the most difficult year for various reasons is this first year. But most of what he's getting at is true, Bob. For instance, most of the figures you hear are not cuts off a flat line. They're cuts off a greatly accelerating line in terms of spending. So they're mostly cutting rates of spending growth, not actual spending.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it is cutting actual spending, but most of it is a cut off of a growth line that's going up.
Doing away with the Social Security tax holiday, how much did we save on that?
I forget the dollar figure. It's a significant dollar figure. You know, the reason most folks, including me, most folks on both sides of the aisle decided to end that is because that does fund Social Security. That is traditionally the basis for funding Social Security. Now, Social Security is in trouble anyway, but that would have put it in greater trouble.
The Weekend Review in conversation on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and The Sequester is number one. Let's move to Taco's Bob Montgomery's program. Here, he talks to Senator Dan Coats of Indiana about what exactly was discussed at the much-talked-about big-time dinner that several of these senators had with the president this week.
After you've had this dinner, you've had an opportunity to sit down and hear directly from the president on some of the things that he would like to see come out of this and potentially solve the sequester and larger budget issue. Do you have any more optimism today than you had yesterday?
Well, Bob, what I'm pleased about is the fact that not only did we have the opportunity to hear from the president, he took the opportunity to hear from us. He did more listening than talking, and this is a pretty rare thing over the couple of years. I've been talking to him from the Senate floor, but I'm not sure he's watching C-SPAN to hear what I have to say. This was an eyeball-to-eyeball, a substantive, about a two-and-a-half-hour effort here to really talk through our debt deficit, to say that we can't just keep going from cliff to cliff and short-term fixes. We've got to address the big problem here. And we had a very substantive discussion. But, you know, in the end, Bob, it's not words that are said, it's actions that are taken. And so hopefully this will lead to some real action to deal with this problem and put it behind us.
Was there any kind of plan coming out of this that would lead you to believe those action steps are going to happen? Another meeting set between the key players, et cetera?
Not specifically set, but the commitment on both sides to do everything we can to work together and a belief that the time is now, and this can't be just pushed down the road any further. So for the next 3, 4, 5 months, this is a critical time for America and for America's future to get people to rise above their personal political interest and put the interests of the country ahead of that. And I'm willing to do that. I hope the president is, and we'll follow through on it. And if we can do that, we can do what the people sent us here to do, and that's get our country back on the right course.
Did the president indicate any wiggle room on some of his hard-held positions in this, or the Democratic parties, or vice versa? Did you or any of the other Republicans say, these are areas where we might find some compromise?
Well, we laid out a lot of different options, and the president laid out his options, and we laid out our options, and then we said, let's try to find some common ground here in terms of what can best solve the problem, not the political problem, not trump each other, but the problem that exists before us. And, you know, this is pretty simple arithmetic. We're spending way too much money. We can't afford it. We're running into debt, and that's got to be solved, or everything that we want to do, whether it's education or cancer research or everything else, is going to be put in jeopardy. So let's get it done, and now's the time to do it.
All right. Well, whether or not we agree with Dan Coats' thing about whether research is in jeopardy or not, that was one of the best interviews I've heard on this since it began. So congrats to Bob Montgomery for a good conversation there with Senator Dan Coats on his program in Indianapolis. 888-302-3684 on the countdown, where it's 14 past the hour.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, or as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey! Are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the beer? Wait, is that some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car?
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, real iced tea taste with a kick.
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the real iced tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Twisted Tea, real iced tea taste with a kick.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
Dax, wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yeah?
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers,
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Imagine a huge stadium filled to capacity and you're on the field with a microphone.
With an important life-changing message.
But only 60 seconds to announce it. What would you say? If you want people to listen and take action, you need a message that's well thought out, attention-getting, and convincing. That's where Radioactive Media comes in. We're the experts in harnessing the strengths of radio advertising to craft a powerful message for your business. We create hard-hitting, profitable campaigns that air on the top local and national radio programs, reaching potentially millions of new customers. Whether you're a Fortune 500 company with a weekly budget of hundreds of thousands of dollars or a well-funded and financed new startup with a budget as low as $8,000 a week, we can help. Give us a call for a free marketing analysis at 800-559-RADIO. Radio is one of the most cost-effective means to reaching your customers. Call 800-559-RADIO. That's 800-559-RADIO. 800-559-7234. Or on the web at radioactivemedia.net.
888-302-3684 as we approach the big stories of the week. In the first half hour, usually take on number one and number two. Let's stay with number one, the sequester, for a few more minutes. It's interesting to note that John Boehner says the president and his outreach are hopeful signs that progress can be made in breaking the impasse over how to reduce the federal deficit. The essence of the political realities here seem to be cited. Here's Eric Bolling talking in an interview about how he wants to help the president keep the White House open. This has been the most sinister, the fact they closed the White House tour. You may have heard on a program earlier in the week, the numbers that came out, I think it was ended up being $180,000 they saved by shutting down the White House. In this bad, really bad judgment, you wonder who made that decision. Anyway, here's Eric Bolling.
By now, you've heard that the president is canceling White House tours for the kids. Kids like these.
The White House is our house. We let us visit.
Well, here's Jay Carney's lame explanation about why.
The Secret Service, like other agencies of government, is affected by the sequester. And the Secret Service presented options that ranged from canceling tours to potential furloughs and cuts in overtime. And in order to allow the Secret Service to best fulfill its core mission, the White House made the decision that we would unfortunately have to temporarily suspend these tours.
Ah, decisions, Mr. President, decisions. It was you that decided to pony up for a boys' weekend golfing with Tiger Woods, and it was you that decided to take the family to Hawaii for Christmas, and you decided Michelle and the kids should go skiing in Aspen, and that's good for them, by the way. But why shut the doors on those kids in Iowa and Florida and Texas? I'll make you a deal, Mr. President. Jay Carney, grab your pencil. Let these families take their White House tours next week, and I'll cover the added expenses. Word is it'll cost around $74,000. If I can get the White House doors open, I'll pick up the tab. Mr. Carney, you know this is an offer you can't refuse. Give me a call.
All right. I don't know that he gave him a call, but I know that the White House doors are open now. Cynical, sinister, just tells you what the fabric of these people is all. They're so selfish. It's all about them, them, them. How much more blatant an example can you get when you think it through than what was just described there in that conversation with Eric Bolling? Anyway, so the president expanding his search for Republican allies in a possible deficit reduction deal had lunch this week with Paul Ryan, one of the leading fiscal conservatives. That was the day after he took the senators to dinner. They were all Republicans. He hasn't had any conversation with Democrats at all because he now realizes that he's gone too far and they got to make a deal somehow or other. Now he's being criticized by his own party for trying to make a deal with the Republicans. Man, you got to wonder about them. 21 after on the countdown. Number two up next.
freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
888-302-3684 connects with us on the countdown. This hour is devoted to a review of all of the top 10 hits, the charts for the week of March 4th through 8th. And at number 2, the situation with North Korea and them threatening to knock us on our butt. Here are the ladies from The View discussing North Korea and how to talk to your children about something that comes up like this.
North Korea has threatened a preemptive nuclear strike against America if the U.N. toughens its sanctions against them. Now, the sanctions were passed this morning. And I was watching this story with my granddaughter, who's like, she's a young woman. She's not a little kid. But she was petrified by this. And I suddenly realized it'd been a long time since I've had to have a conversation with someone younger than me and say, listen, you know, we're going to try to get through it. We know that there are people who don't like us, but how do you do it with the little ones? That's what I didn't know.
You know, I can remember being a little one 100 years ago. We were worried about the Russians.
Yeah.
And we were underneath our desk.
Right.
And people before that were worried about the Nazis.
Right, what
and
what do parents say? What do you say?
I think you have to say there are always enemies of this country, and we are very strong, and we are a democracy, and the kinds of things that we're trying to do, like the sanctions, we hope will work, and there are always threats, but that doesn't mean that it's going to happen.
You know what I would say? I would say to a young kid, you can't do anything about it, so don't even think about it. Either that or get Dennis Rodman on the phone. Those are the two. But I would say, I cannot do anything about a nuclear attack. Why do I have to wait till I start thinking about it? I get your point there.
I don't like to flood kids' minds with negative images. Certainly, at you know, an older age, it's harder to prevent them from watching the news. I try to shield the kids from the news because I feel sad sometimes after watching it at nighttime. But I do believe that... I do believe they can do something. And I think the end of the day, like you would tell them to do about someone who's maybe not being nice to them in school or someone that
they can do something about.
No, but I tell my kids, look, if there's meanness, if there's hatred, if there's something bad going on, at the end of the day, all you can do is pray for those people. And that at least gives them a way to take it off of them, give it up, and, I don't know, surrender it a little bit.
888-302-3684. Here's host John McConnell talking to military analyst Mike Lyons on his program about these threats from North Korea.
Is Kim Jong-un rattling sabers? Is he, He did an underground test that everybody asked him and told him not to do. He's testing his missiles. He's now threatening to hit us with a preemptive strike because of our training with the South Koreans. And I mean, how often do they shake a rattle and roll at us? I mean, I've never heard him say we're gonna hit you with a preemptive nuke strike before. I've never heard that. That's the latest rhetoric.
No, and it's the worst we've heard. And if you look at nations that have nuclear weapons, even some of the roguest ones in like Pakistan, for example, no one's ever done that. No one ever uses a nuclear weapon as a preemptive strike. The country wants a nuclear weapon because it thinks it'll be defended against somebody attacking them. So he's way over his skis on this one, and he doesn't have neither the nuclear power to do it, and also the delivery capability as well. So I think it's one of those highly rhetoric statements. In line with the recent sanctions that the UN put on him with regard to his nuclear energy and control.
And that should say something right there, because that was drafted by us and the Chinese, and China is their number one ally. I mean, I guess China is the one that... I can't imagine what other kind of stuff you'd be hearing if China wasn't sitting on them, and yet they didn't sit on them hard enough, obviously, to make this kind of statement.
No, they didn't, and it's a real regional problem there. He threatens South Korea as well as Japan, and China, knows and understands that North Korea is a very destabilizing situation for them. Right now, they could possibly push a nuclear weapon towards the South Korean border. A lot of it would explode on the North Korean side. There's high density of populations across that DMZ. Millions of people could be injured in the fallout if they had it. So, he's definitely saber-rattling, and the question is, what is he going to do? And we have to monitor the situation very closely.
All right, so the sanctions against North Korea have created this situation. Let's see where it goes. That's number two this week on the countdown.
Hello. Eyes on the road, I'll talk, you drive. Just wanted to pop in to remind you that every Honda certified used car comes with an outstanding limited warranty. And you know what they say about outstanding limited warranties? They're outstanding. Anyway, just letting you know in case you were thinking about upgrading. And if you're not thinking about it, you should be. Honda certified used cars are awesome. And you do like awesome, don't you? Of course you do. Because you're awesome. All right, I'm out of here. Oh, and see your Honda dealer for limited warranty details.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 7-9-0-0-9. That's 877-457-9-0-0-9. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Continue with our stories from this past week, overviewing all 10 of them here in this hour of the countdown. We've gone through number one, the sequester, number two, North Korea. That moves us to number three, and another rogue nation, Iran. We still, it seems like every week, there's some different focus on the nuclear program there. Here's Talk Show's Bill Lumet with Middle East analyst Jim Phillips. They talk about recent remarks from the Obama administration about possible military action against Iran.
Is Kim Jong-un rattling?
I've heard Vice President Biden, Secretary of State Kerry, expressing concern over Iran. The Vice President even said, you know, hey, President Obama's not bluffing on military action. So what's going on? What brought this on?
Well, I think Vice President Biden was speaking at the AIPAC conference in Washington, D.C., and he was reassuring supporters of Israel that the U.S. and Israel will work together to solve this problem, which really concerns, you know, not just the U.S. and Israel, but the world at large. Secretary of State Kerry just completed a trip through the Persian Gulf, including coming from Europe, Turkey, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, and Qatar. And all of those Arab countries are also very concerned about Iran's nuclear weapons program. And they, in WikiLeaks, the leaked documents from State Department cables indicated that the Saudi king told an American diplomat that the U.S. should cut off the head of the snake. That is to launch a military strike against Iran's nuclear program if diplomacy is unsuccessful.
Well, has diplomacy been successful? It seems as though we've been trying for a very long time now, and yet they seem to be moving forward on a nuclear program, and at some point they probably will have the bomb. So when will that point come where we say, hey, diplomacy is not working, we need to do something else?
Yeah, that's the hardest part, is to take no for an answer. And the Obama administration has been committed to unconditional engagement with Iran, and in President Obama's first interview, he said that for a regime such as Iran, if they relax, unclench their fists, then U.S. would reach out. its legitimacy because the regime has defined itself as anti-American.
And that's what they live on. That's what they're. But the people in Iran who are highly educated are not the same as the government. It's very interesting. One of the most unusual and compelling stories that I think comes from the Middle East is how the government of a country is so much different than what the people. The people in Iran are very interested in the main, the educated people especially, in what's going on in America and don't like all this stuff. They don't like Ahmadinejad, and most of them don't like the clerics that run the country, yet they still have an iron grip because they control the military on this people. 888-302-3684. Number four on the countdown, Iran number three. Number four, the death of Hugo Chavez. Here are Mark Williams and Charity McCurdy talking to Latin American analyst Juan Carlos Hidalgo about the death of Hugo Chavez.
What does the death of Chavez mean to us?
It means an end of an era, for sure. He was the defining figure in Venezuelan and Latin American politics in the last decade. He was perhaps the most antagonistic figure that the United States has ever seen since the fall of the Soviet Union. Now, we will see how Venezuela goes down the road after this. There's going to be an election within 30 days to choose his successor. I think it's very likely that his vice president is going to win. He's not as nearly as charismatic as President Chavez, but he is as anti-American as he was. So we might see more of the same for Venezuela in the years to come.
Juan, in what ways can the U.S. rebuild its relationship with Venezuela following Chavez's death, especially since many of his people believe we're responsible for his death?
It's funny because right now the United States is the only country paying for Venezuelan oil. The rest of the oil that Venezuela produces goes to China for money that China already gave to Venezuela, or Venezuela gives it away like they do to Cuba. I think that the future of U.S. and Venezuela relations depend on who is elected president within 30 days. Again, the vice president of Hugo Chavez, Nicolás Maduro, who is going to be the official candidate for, the incumbent candidate for the presidency, he is as anti-American as President Chavez. Let's remember that anti-Americanism is a fundamental pillar of left-wing populism in Latin America. They blame all of their economic ills on the United States. And actually, yesterday, Vice President Maduro was on TV before announcing that Chavez died, claiming that the United States was behind Hugo Chavez's cancer. So I wouldn't expect an improvement in relations if Nicolás Maduro wins, but if the opposition wins, which I think is not that likely, I think there is room for big improvements.
888-302-DOUG, as we move into the next area of consideration. That's number five, all the discussion about drones and the anti-drone filibuster became a part of the story this week with Senator Rand Paul. And this was an important discussion because even though some of the Republicans got upset about it, we are finding out usually from the Pauls, either the father or the son, what really most Americans are thinking. And most Americans are either disturbed or disgusted at the idea of targeting drones on our soil against Americans, no matter what, without a trial. Now, here's Taco's Jeff Messer talking about the way both sides have reacted to this filibuster.
Rand Paul spent nearly 13 hours talking about the evils of the Obama administration's affront on civil liberties by way of the drone program. You know, he even at one point broke into an eerie reading of an appropriate passage from Lewis Carroll's Alice in Wonderland. Ooh, the queen, off with their heads moment. Bring out the drones, as it were. But to what end, Rand Paul, to what end? I know that his grandstanding, if we want to call it that, his filibuster has gotten some really interesting reactions out there. Both sides of the aisle, people don't quite know how to respond to this. I know a lot of people have applauded him in a very nonpartisan fashion for going old school on the Senate. But then John McCain and Lindsey Graham both fired shots at Paul and basically chided him for his stance and his behavior. Okay, I can understand the confusion and the conflict, right? Paul was sounding, well, he was sounding downright left-wing. In fact, he was standing up in ways that the Democrats repeatedly failed to do during the W administration's criminal actions. And mind you, Rand Paul is protesting something that is still just a theory. The theory of drone strikes against American citizens on our own soil, something that Attorney General Eric Holder has now cleared up with a little message to Mr. Paul. I'll read that when we get down to it. But like I said, Rand Paul, he's protesting something that is still in theory. Now, during the Bush administration, well, we were neck deep in reality, and not one single Democrat ever stood up and did what Rand Paul did over something that was real, not something that was in theory. So you got to give him some credit for showing a little bit of backbone. That's what a spine looks like, Democrats.
Yep, I'm with that guy on that. Here's Chris Cizilla talking to Pete Williams on NBC about a hearing on these drones this week.
Attorney General Eric Holder was on Capitol Hill testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee on his agency's policies from controversial matters like guns to drones. Now, here's one exchange with Republican Senator Ted Cruz.
Does the Constitution allow a U.S. citizen on U.S. soil who doesn't pose an imminent threat to be killed by the U.S. government?
I do not believe that. Again, you have to look at all of the facts, but on the facts that you have given me, and this is a hypothetical, I would not think that in that situation the use of a drone or lethal force would be appropriate, because the possibility...
General Holder, I have to tell you, I find it remarkable that in that hypothetical, which is deliberately very simple, you are unable to give a simple one-word, one-syllable answer, no.
Pete, as sort of a wait-a-minute moment in all this talk of outreach and kumbaya and people coming together, was this a legitimate disagreement between Ted Cruz and Eric Holder over drone policy, or was this a little bit for the cameras?
Well, they actually ended up agreeing. Basically, the Attorney General said no, it would not be constitutional. You know, no member of the committee said they thought that it would never be appropriate or constitutional to use a drone strike against a U.S. citizen on American soil. That's the issue here. What the Attorney General said today is he said, as far as he's concerned, it's entirely, he used the word twice, hypothetical, because he said if you use drones overseas, you're doing it where someone is a threat, where you can't get to them,
right.
You can't capture them.
It's necessary.
And here he said in the U.S., you can always get to them, you can always capture them, there can be a law enforcement operation. Now, Lindsey Graham said, I fully support the administration's position on using drones overseas, and he said, suppose we had had Patriot missiles available, a military solution on 9/11. We would have taken those planes out. Yes, we would have lost the lives on the planes, he said, but we would have saved the lives in the building. Graham's way of saying that sometimes you can't rule out the military, even in the U.S., and he and Holder basically agree on that. But, you know, as I say, no member of the Judiciary Committee where he was testifying completely said, no, we should never use drones in the U.S. against an American citizen.
All right. Like Democrats. Or Republicans. I thought this was, frankly, if I were picking and I were doing the research on the top 10, for me, this would have been number one, frankly. How about you? 888-302-3684. We pause for a moment now and then move on. We still have numbers 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 to cover in the remaining moments in this hour of the countdown.
Discover Card, how can I help you?
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people.
Uh-huh.
It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh, I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
It's a new year and a great time to reflect on things you sometimes take for granted. As the saying goes, freedom doesn't come free. That couldn't be more true for our wounded soldiers returning home. Would you please join me in supporting veterans by getting them the help that they need and deserve? My partners at the Purple Heart Service Foundation are dedicated to seeing that all veterans receive the support they need, so with your help, they can continue to go above and beyond to serve those who have served us so well. Get involved today by making a donation. You can
give any unneeded vehicle easily with a free pickup, boats, that sort of thing. Cash, credit card donations are also accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. The Purple Heart Service Foundation relies on your donation, so don't sit around thinking about helping. Do something. Get involved by calling 877-743-1631. That's 877-743-1631. Purple Heart Service Foundation, 877-743-1631.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-281-9981. 800-281-9981. Don't wait. Call 800-281-9981. 800-281-9981.
A lot of hoopla this week as the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues with a review of the top 10, the record Dow Jones Industrial Averages, and what it means to you, or in some people's minds, it doesn't mean anything because there's a disconnect between what's going on Wall Street and the rest of the country, or is this a predictor of what's to come? Here's talk host Scott Stigler talking to analyst Pavlos Panagopoulos about the significance of the high numbers.
When you see the Dow Jones Industrial Average at an all-time high, I think people react and go, wow, the economy is recovering. It might put a false sense of security in their minds. When you look at these numbers, Pavlos, what do you see?
Well, I see the average investor really didn't participate in this. The last few years with all the bailouts and what's gone on Wall Street, a lot of investors kind of threw up their hands and said, I'm getting out of the market. The market seems rigged to me. And now they see it at an all-time high, and they go, wow. And the volume was very low. So it seems like what's happening is institutions are putting money to work, and we're seeing interest rates at historical lows. I mean, Scott, we haven't seen these low of interest rates even in our parents' lifetime. Did your parents ever tell you that they got a 2.75% mortgage? I got one last month, and that to me is crazy that the government is keeping interest rates so repressed that people have no other choice but to put their money either in real estate or into the stock market just because they're not getting any return on government bonds, which are now paying, you know, barely 1%.
So why is this number as high as it is? Can you kind of give us a layman's terms as to why this record number?
Well, first of all, it's a record that goes back to 2007. So in 5 years, if you had your money in the Dow, you didn't make any money, and now it's back up to where it was. So a lot of people feel like, gosh, you know, the market's up, but gas prices have more than doubled since that time period. Food prices have doubled since that time period. Gold has doubled since that time period. So again, you know, individuals are saying everything that I use every day is going up. Yes, the stock market's back where it's at, but I don't feel more wealthy. My house is underwater. I can't refinance my mortgage because, my appraisal won't come in. Yeah, interest rates are low, thanks to the government, but unless you have good credit rating and you're not underwater, you can't refinance. So they do seem like they feel like these financial markets are rigged, and they really can't get ahead. The average person that, you know, might be putting money in mutual funds or investing for their retirement or their kids' college funds or, you know, thinking about some type of investment for the future.
The
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983. Sending real food to your real future.
What America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, moving along, number seven this week. A lot of discussion about who's going to... You know, this seems ludicrous, doesn't it? Who's going to be president in 2016? The news media in this country is so ridiculous. Anyway, so the speculation starts with Jeb Bush on the Republican side, Hillary Clinton on the Democratic side. Here are our hosts, Barry Young and Michelle Larson, talking about Jeb Bush's recent interviews, plugging his book, and obviously the questions have popped up about his running for president.
I don't know if you saw this, but Jeb Bush is out, the president's son, the president's brother, the former governor of Florida. So he's out promoting the book, and he's being asked while he's out there, hey, Jeb, are you running for president in 2016? Here he is with Matt Lauer on the Today Show.
Sounds like you are gearing up for a run. Those are the kinds of things people do when they're increasing their public profile. Are you going to run in 2016?
That's way off into the future. I have a voice. I want to share my beliefs about how the conservative movement and the Republican Party can regain its footing, because we've lost our way.
But you clearly have not ruled out. You will not definitively rule out a run for president in the year 2016.
I won't, but I'm not going to declare it today either, Matt.
All right, so there you have it. You know, he's not declaring. That's pretty much a declaring there. He's not ruling it out.
He's never been that forward.
Let me just say right now, Jeb Bush is running for president in 2016. Let's get that on the table. But I was also very interested by what he said, that the conservative movement has lost its footing. Mm-hmm. It's lost its way. And he wants to be in there to help regain that, to get everybody back on track. Has the conservative movement lost its way, Michelle? Is it off track? Because you're seeing things now. We talked about this in the last election. Mitt Romney lost that election. The Republicans lost seats in the Senate and the House. And that's the latest talk. Now, this last time I heard this talk was in 2008. And then all of a sudden 2010 rolled around and the Republicans went crazy and took over the House and things were looking pretty good. Has the conservative movement lost its way, and does it need somebody like a Jeb Bush or a Chris Christie to come in and find the way home for the conservatives, or should it just continue to do what it's been doing?
I think we have lost our way, and I'm going to include myself in this group. I rarely call myself a Republican. I often refer to myself as a conservative. Jeb Bush is just the kind of guy to walk into this. What I think is just a huge vacuum, and life abhors a vacuum. He's the perfect person to come into. I've got all kinds of ideas that make sense in this new time, meaning comprehensive immigration reform, comprehensive education reform. He is somebody who looks across the board and says he's a Ronald Reagan who says the tent needs to get bigger, not smaller.
All right, so are you ready to vote for 2016 right now? Many of us actually are. We'd love to have a chance to vote out Mr. Obama, but that's not going to happen. Unless there's some kind of impeachment. Did he say that? Here is number 8, the TSA guidelines. You can bring a knife onto a plane now. Whoopee, here's Taco's Bill Carroll on this.
Somebody explain to me what is going on with the TSA rules. I got to tell you, I'm a little confused by this. Small pocket knives and an array of sporting equipment. Golf clubs, toy bats, and other sports sticks. Ski poles, hockey sticks, lacrosse sticks, or pool cues will be allowed in carry-on luggage. Darren, do you get this?
Yeah, I'm not buying it. I think what we're reading now is purely the result of the federal sequestration, which is basically just them trying to save money. I think they're trying to cover space right now. But here's the truth. The truth is with the TSA, I mean, this agency has been so upside down for 10 years, but I think everybody across this country knows that there hasn't been a major contribution to the overall security apparatus. And I say that because there's been more problems with the TSA than there's been solutions. You know, there's been more theft involved with these guys. There's been more firings and mishaps and inappropriate dealings and just overall messes. Because what you have is basically a federalized version of a really bad private security company.
Right. That's well, what could a very motivated and somewhat reasonably trained individual do with a blade that is shorter than 2.36 inches, less than half inch wide, and does not have a fixed blade or does not lock into place? Could someone make that a weapon on board an airplane?
Absolutely. A terrorist, here's the way we train in Israel, and here's the way El Al, for instance, would look at the security for something like this. We would rather have a good guy get onto a plane accidentally with a firearm because we missed it. Let me say it again. Let me get emails for this. A good guy get onto a plane accidentally with a weapon, a firearm, a gun, than have a terrorist accidentally get onto a plane with nothing.
Right, because the guy who brought the gun on accidentally is not going to use it.
Correct.
All right. Number 9, the gun control debate. Man, there's nothing new there, so no sound. And number 10, picking a pope, also nothing particularly new there. So that's a wrap on this week's Talk Radio Countdown.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.